it has land, it had water standing on it most of the time. What would you call that kind of land? Yeah, maybe it had 6 inches foot of water all the time, or most of the time.
I don't know.
Okay.
I do, but I can't, same deal, I can't remember what.
He had a lot of them in Louisiana.
Swamp.
Okay, okay. Would a swamp be something that's big or small?
Either.
Either, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call a place that's like a swamp, but it's along the sea and the water that you got standing in salt water? Would you call anything different? Or would you just call it the same thing?
No, I wouldn't call it anything different. I don't think I'd call it a swamp.
Okay.
But I wouldn't call it, I don't know what I'd call it.
Okay, okay. What all different kinds of soil could you have?
Type of soil?
Yeah.
Well, you can have sandy loam, or you can have black dirt. You can have rocky soil. You can have, I guess that's about the main ones.
Have you ever seen that white kind of crumbly stuff? I don't know if you call it soil.
Limestone. You're talking about limestone.
Yeah. Okay. Say you had some swampy kind of land and you want to get the water off, you'd have to dig a thing and what?
Drain it.
Okay. The thing that you dug, what would you call that?
Ditch.
Okay. Is there anything else you might call it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. How big would a ditch be? I mean, what size? About. Or could it be any size?
Well, I'm just lonely. Well, it could be any size, I guess.
Okay. Would a ditch be big enough for like a ship to come through? Like, you know, Houston again?
No, you call that a channel.
Okay.
Probably.
What would you call the narrow arm of the sea that the reached all falls around him water?
Right. Narrow arm of the sea.
Yeah, that just, you know, comes in.
Maybe cove. Well, inlet on the sea. On a lake, I'd call it a cove.
Okay, is that big enough to put a little boat into or not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is it, what shape is it?
It can be either, I guess.
Okay. What would you call a tidal thing? You know, the little bit of water that flows in and out with the tide. They might have down the gulfs.
The surf?
Okay. What would you call a deep, fairly narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water? Like you had a real hard rain, or maybe several real hard rains, through a field, or maybe through woods, or something like that. It could be maybe, I don't know, 10 feet deep or something. No. Or 5 or 6 feet across. What would you call something like that? It's cut by water.
It's a wash.
Okay. Anything else you might call?
No.
Okay. What would you call a smaller one that might be cut across a road? You know, sometimes you've got a foot deep and 6 inches.
No, probably the same thing. Wash.
Okay. What do you call a small freshwater stream?
Creek.
Okay. Anything else you might call it besides creek?
No.
Okay. If it was bigger, what would you call it?
River.
Okay.